Welcome to this episode of Cloud Car Copilot. In this episode, I'll be talking about the first episode of Star Wars Resistance, The Recruit, and other Star Wars goodness. So welcome aboard and enjoy the flight. So to the first episode of Star Wars Resistance, The Recruit. I finally got around to watching it yesterday evening. I found really after 5 minutes, it slipped into the usual flow of Star Wars, which wasn't really a surprise, really, because I really enjoyed it. Great characters, good action, and just felt very Star Wars to me, and I'm really hoping to enjoy the next few episodes of it. Haven't really got a favourite character as yet. I think I'll give it another couple of episodes to see who my favourite is, but generally, I'll give it a big thumbs up, because, as I said, it was just felt totally Star Wars and felt right at home in the Star Wars universe. Anyway, on to collecting news. I only had a couple of t-shirts I got on Saturday to add to my vast t-shirt collection of 38. I really should stop doing that, really. As to other things, thank you to Scott McNair for sending me the Cloud Car diecast vehicle and the Commander Wolf figure goes on my action figure stand. I really like looking at the little things in my collection. I don't have a vast amount and I don't have really any high-end stuff, so I just like looking at the little things. I have a little tin where I keep my Star Wars badges and buttons. Would like to look through them to always try and remember where I got them. Probably the first two I got was Star Wars Celebration in Essen, Germany. And other ones, I think I got a Celebration one from London in 2016. And hoping to get another badge from Celebration Chicago in April. Always like getting the little knickknacks and stuff like that, really. It really gives me a bit of joy rather than the larger items. Another thing which I've got quite a lot of, Star Wars posters. I've got mostly all the main Star Wars films. Except I need to get a The Last Jedi poster and Solo. All the other ones I've got framed and hopefully have to put up one day on my bedroom. I've got mostly other promotional posters as well. I've got quite a few from Force Awakens when that came out. Really had a tear on that movie when it was released in 2015, really got a lot of stuff for it, action figures and all sorts of things. I'm just so glad that Star Wars had come back and with a new movie, and I really did enjoy it and wanted to get as much merchandise for it as I could. Now with nearly 5 months to go to Star Wars Celebration in Chicago, hopefully our fandom can gather some steam and reunite to focus on all the good things in Star Wars. We've got some great content coming up. Star Wars Resistance and Jon Favreau, The Mandalorian. And hopefully we've got some more exciting announcements at Star Wars Celebration to come for future content. Hopefully we can all come together there and show Star Wars the love that it deserves. And make new friends and old ones, and let the Force flow through us. Now onto my focus segment, which is Star Wars trading cards. As a kid, I collected the Star Wars trading cards, the blue set, to a pretty good degree. And then in later years, when the prequels came out, I always collected the trading cards of them. I got the Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones. Didn't get so many of the Revenge of the Sith ones, but in later years I've tried to get trading cards of the newer movies, but always to me the trading cards of Star Wars always hold a great place in my heart, and especially the blue set. Was remember going before school or after school down to the shop to get that packet of cards with the gum, and always exciting to get a good set of them. And always remember having trouble getting the specific card of the Rebel Fleet Troopers in the Blockade Runner and the picture of a Stormtrooper falling over. That card was really hard to get, and eventually I managed to get it really quite later on, and probably one of my favourite cards, and probably set up my love of Rebel Fleet Troopers as one of my favourite characters. So that's it for this episode. I'll see you next time. And don't forget to give a review on iTunes for the show. It really helped me out greatly to give some more focus to my podcast. May the force be with you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.